This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because of that socialist you elected as your mayor.
You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. I say it all the time, I want you informed. And the reason I say that, I do want you informed. There's a gazillion ways to make this happen or not make it happen, whatever. Right? And honestly, you want to make sure that you have the information you need before you step out there. Now, hopefully, you'll be able to bring Dan the Pilla, on with us here in a few minutes. And it's tax time. And there's all kinds of stuff happening right now that you need to have information on. And the only way that you're going to get that, frankly, unless you're going to go pay big bucks to go listen to somebody, is right here with me. Dan is an expert in his field. He's well regarded. So you have to, this information that you're getting, in some cases, will cost you big money. President Biden. I even have a hard time. Do you notice that? I have a hard time saying it. President Biden, he hates us. You know that, right? Any way you cut it, and when I say us, I'm talking about Christians. I mean, just this weekend alone showed you big time what it's really like there at the White House. On Transgender Day of Visibility, he said, "We honor the extraordinary courage and contributions of transgender Americans and reaffirm our nation's commitment to forming a more perfect union where all people are created equal and treated equally throughout their lives, except for Christians, except for old white Christians, especially." Come on, give me a break. They don't mean it. They say it, but they don't mean it. He said, "I'm proud that my administration has stood for justice from the start, working to ensure that the LGBTQI plus community can live openly and safely." I do not know. Maybe I hang around with different Christians. Maybe that's it. I don't know. I don't know of one Christian that doesn't believe in those who don't believe that transgenderism is natural, if you would. Now, hear me out before you start throwing your stones, right? I don't know one committed Christian that would beat up on, hurt, I don't know, whatever, bully a transgender person. Not a one. Okay? So when he says that they can't live openly and safely or with respect, Ain't talking about committed Christians. There's no way. Just like you Democrats, if you're 100% on page, you can't be a Democrat even if you're a registered Democrat, right? If you don't believe in abortion up to 10 months, you can't be a Democrat. Seriously. Come on, you know that's true. So, when he makes statements like this, they're wrong. They're untrue. They're a lie. Right? So he went on to say, I'm proud to have appointed transgender leaders to my administration that have ended the ban on transgender Americans serving openly in our military. You know, the funny thing about all this is he's proud of having women, having black women, having transgenders, having black transgenders, having, I don't know, Hispanic transgenders, right? People at the highest level of authority are transgender, gay, or lesbian. This is what he's the proudest about. Well, I guess that would fit, because he's got nothing to be proud about the border. He's got nothing to be proud about in the economy. He's got nothing to be proud about when it comes to protecting Americans. And, you know, I could go on and on and on. This is what it's all about. But I don't believe this is him is what it's all about. Look at the people he has around him. That's what it's all about. Well, right? I mean, seriously. He went on to say, I'm proud to have signed a historic executive order that have strengthened civil rights protections in housing, employment, health care, education, the justice system, and more. I'm proud to have signed the Respect for Marriage Act in the law, ensuring that every American can marry the person they love. Yeah, when couldn't they? No, really, really. After basically gay marriage was said it was unconstitutional to stop gay marriage or same-sex marriage, whatever you want to call it. I'm sorry, what was missing here? Right? And the funny thing about it is you talk about shooting yourself in the foot. This is exactly what they should have done with Roe versus Wade back in the 70s. So the Supreme Court ruled that you couldn't stop same-sex marriages. So what happened? The legislature takes up a bill that kind of codifies it in the law, right? That's the way Roe versus Wade should have gone down. No, I'm not in agreement with it. Don't get me wrong. But just because the Supreme Court said it was, you know, unconstitutional to stop a woman from having an abortion didn't make it law. And that's the problem. Our people are uneducated. They do not know what it takes to make this happen. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more, hopefully, with Dan Pilla after the break. We'll be right back.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you are a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Tejibo Boutique Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
Yes, my friend. Never stop fighting.
Okay, well, you know you're right. Never stop fighting. Here we go. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-GO-JOE. 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. And you know what? I say get involved, be part of the solution, get informed, because it's not just you helping yourself. I hope to God some of the information I give you is good enough so you bring to other friends, you let them know about what's going on. But once you get informed and you know it works, then share it with other people. Help other people. That's really what you should be doing. And frankly, never give up. That's the other thing. Never, ever, ever give up. Joe Messina, your host. God bless. Hope you're having a great day. Dan Pilla joins me, the tax man. You can find him at Tax Help Online. That's Tax Help Online. And Dan, hope you had a happy Jesus Awareness Day or Jesus Visual Day or whatever it is.
I like to think of it as Resurrection Sunday, Joel.
That's what I do, too, but my God, they're changing all the verbiage on us. I'm trying to keep up here.
Yeah, well, I'd pay no attention to the man behind the curtain. So.
You know, seriously. All right, well, it's that time. Everybody's puckered up. They're looking for receipts that they thought they had but can't find. And, you know, they're gearing up for all kinds of stuff with the IRS. And, you know, I, like what 310 million other people, are probably going to wait till the 14th to send the taxes in on the 15th to make it happen. So,
unless you got a refund coming, that's what most people, that's what most people do. If you've got a refund coming, then, of course, you want to file that return early. But you know, any self-employed person out there, Joe, that does not have a refund coming, they probably owe a couple of bucks to the IRS. And unfortunately, there's always millions of people every year, I mean with an M, millions of people that can't pay the tax they owe on April 15th. Yep. And so, you know, some of them don't even file a return, which is a mistake. Folks will file the return without the money and hope for the best. You know, there's strategies to deal with this stuff, but you can't, as you've said 100 times, you cannot ignore the problem. You got to deal with it head on.
Yeah, very true. And I was going to say to you, there are a lot of people who've said to me, look, I can't believe how much money I owe. You know, I don't have it. And you go, okay, you don't have it. Send something in, do something. But God forbid, you taught me this and others is, file the taxes. Even if you haven't got 7 cents in the bank, file the form, you know?
Yeah, and let me explain why that is. If you don't file the tax return, even if you get an extension of time to file the return, the interest runs from the time the tax should have been paid, which is April 15th. Well, okay, but, you know, big deal. Interest on tax on money I don't have anyway. What difference does it make? Well, here's what the problem is. If you don't file the return, the IRS adds the failure to file penalty along with the failure to pay penalty along with the interest, and that doubles or triples the tax bill. So what starts out as a very difficult problem quickly becomes an impossible one because of the accumulation of penalties and interest. That's what you have to avoid. If you file the return, even if you don't have the money, you can work with the IRS, and depending on how much you owe will depend on whether it's, you know, more or less difficult to work with them, depending on the situation, but you just make matters worse when you don't file.
Hey, kind of an off question here, but, you know, like you say, many, millions are going to wait till Monday, I think it's the 15th. Many are going to wait until Monday to file, and that's going to put one hellacious strain on their systems. Now, I don't know if this has ever happened, but if their systems go down or they're having a hard time pulling these things in, will the IRS automatically extend the day?
Well, their systems have gone down in the past, Joe, where they've had glitches and they have granted extensions. Now, quite frankly, I don't anticipate that the IRS's systems will go down. The worst strain on the system we saw was in February, March, April, May of 2021, when all those late returns were filed that the IRS granted the filing extensions, the administrative filing extensions, because of the COVID years, and then into 2022. By the time the 2022 filing season came around, the IRS was backlogged, you know, roughly 20 million documents. And by the time the 2023 filing season came along, talking about a year ago now, they were backlogged as much as 35 million documents, which they finally worked out of last year. All right, so they're all caught up. The backlog is gone. So I don't anticipate any of those kind of glitches. This filing, to put it this way, Joe, I've been watching this as we go here the last couple of months. Filing season opened up, you know, basically the first week of February. So we are 2 months into the filing season. And there have been no reports from the IRS that these glitches are going on. Now, could they be going on? The IRS not telling us? That's certainly possible. Because we're getting two different pictures of the IRS, one from the Taxpayer Advocate's Office, National Taxpayer Advocate, the other one from the Office of the Commissioner. Commissioner of Internal Revenue, Danny Werfel, testified before a House a House Appropriations Committee here about, I don't know, let's say 3 weeks ago, middle of March roughly, and he was talking about how the infusion of $60 billion to the IRS is already making a difference, and they're fixing this and they fixed that, and they're doing this better and they're doing that better, and they're talking about the customer service that's gotten so much better. Well, when you read the Taxpayer Advocates report, it's as bad as it's ever been in terms of customer service. So we're definitely getting two different pictures from the agency. There's just no question about that. And the fact is, anybody who's tried calling the IRS's 800 numbers to their ACS, their automated collection sites, will tell you, you know, it's still a two hour wait to try to get through these people. If you get through. And yet the commissioner is telling Congress that the wait times are down under 30 minutes, which just simply isn't true.
Oh my God. 2 hours. I remember the days when tech support, you could be holding on for 45 minutes, an hour and a half, and they finally did that whole callback thing, you know, if you don't want to lose your place in queue, right, that whole thing, you know. I mean, I would hope the IRS could figure that out at some point in time.
Well, supposedly they have the callback service, but you know, I can't honestly tell you how it works. But,
your caller number 13,812. If you want to keep your place in the queue,
there are 13,278 callers ahead of you. Estimated wait time.
The 2027. Yeah. Okay. So, I've got a multitude of emails from people, and it seems like they're saying, "Look, Joe." Ask Dan what changed drastically because my taxes seem to have gone up tremendously this year. And
well,
some of them are from businesses, some of them are from just, you know, regular people.
Well, the answer, Joe, is that there hasn't been any fundamental change in the tax law this year because nothing can get through Congress. The House is controlled by Republicans. The Senate is controlled by the Democrats.
All right.
Bills with respect to raising revenue originate in the House.
Got to go for commercial.
Go ahead.
Yeah, when we come back, answer that question, because maybe they got lousy CPAs. I don't know, but we'll talk more about it on the other side of the break. Joe Mazzini, your host, don't go far. Dan Pillow joins us when we return.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. A powerful 7.4 earthquake has resulted in the loss of nearly a dozen lives in Taiwan, with more than 900 people injured. Concerns continue that the death toll could rise as dozens are trapped in highway tunnels in the aftermath of the most powerful earthquake to hit the island in 25 years. Former President Trump and the Republican National Committee have significantly bolstered their financial resources, raising close to $66 million in March. Trump's campaign and the RNC disclosed the fundraising achievement, marking a notable increase from the first 2 months of the year. The future of a Texas immigration law now rests with a federal appeals court in New Orleans. Wednesday, the three-judge panel of the 5th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals granted both the federal government and Texas's legal team the opportunity to either challenge or support Texas SB 4. John Schaefer, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Established that persons who have recently died have been returning to life and committing acts of murder.
You know this man.
Go ahead. Make my day.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE.
When Marimba Rivers.
855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. Be part of the solution here. And let me tell you what. There is no such thing as a hopeless tax problem. Seriously. Given my own issues that I had, let me tell you what. And you hear it today. You hear all these advertisements, and all of them say the same thing. You know, the IRS is the most dangerous collection, or powerful collection agency on the planet. Maybe I should use them to collect some of my receivables. But anyway, you know, and they can take your dog and your cat and your house and your business. And they go through all of this. It's nothing but scaring you. When I heard Dan's ad, it was the first one I actually probably listened to all the way through, where he specifically says that. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax problem. Dan Pilla joins me, the guy that I call the tax man. You can find him at taxhelponline.com, taxhelponline.com. Dan, always love when you're with me. And before we get rolling, so we don't run out of time, tell people how to get a hold of you and how you can help them.
Yeah, absolutely. Taxhelponline.com. It's all one word. Taxhelponline.com. I've got about six or seven books that are in print right now, all self-help IRS defense books. You buy any book at any price point, Joe, you get a free 15-minute consultation directly and personally with me. So you read your book, you write down your questions, you get on my schedule. I know you're calling. I walk you right through your questions and get you on track to getting a resolution.
Very cool. And again, I'm not going to give away any secrets, but the other thing I love about you is you're a family business, right? I mean, I think it's all in the family, so to speak, and I love those kind of businesses.
My wife is our office manager. She runs everything. My daughter Mackenzie is my associate enrolled agent. She's enrolled to practice before the IRS. So she helps me with my audit, collection, and appeals cases. She also does tax return preparation, and my son Joshua does our social media.
Wow! See, this is what I'm talking about. People, keep it in the family. Although it's hard to fire a family, but keep it a family anyway. Let's finish up on the higher tax thing. You know, some people have emailed me, quite a few actually, that said that they noticed that their tax bill has gone up or they're paying more in taxes this year. I joked with you during the break. I said, does that mean they had a lousy CPA or that things are just not taken advantage of anymore?
Well, it doesn't necessarily mean any one thing. I would suggest they probably don't have a lousy CPA, but here's what's going on, Joe. First of all, there were no substantial changes in the tax law over the last couple of years, primarily because there's a stalemate in Congress, which I personally think is a good thing. Right? What we want for the USA is a do-nothing Congress, because then they can't make it any worse.
Amen.
But what happens, and this is particularly true at small businesses, is you either stop spending money in a particular area where you don't have your deductions anymore, or you earn more money, and of course, the more money you earn, the more tax you pay. And I had this conversation with a client last year where she says to me, Dan, look at this. I owe the IRS X dollars more this year than I did last year. And I compared the two tax returns. Well, you made $40,000 more this year than you did last year. Of course you're going to have more. And, small business people, Joel, unfortunately don't pay that close of attention to their situation. If she'd been monitoring her situation on at least a quarterly basis and making the estimated payments as she was earning more income, she wouldn't have the big bill at the end of the year. And this is the thing that I emphasize for small businesses. You got to pay those taxes on at least a quarterly basis as you earn the income. And the only way to do that accurately is to monitor your income and expenses through a profit and loss analysis at least every single quarter. I like to do it monthly, but it should be done at least every single quarter. And that way you know, hey, wait a minute, we had a big quarter here. We had two huge months and we made an extra 20 grand. Well, guess what? The IRS gets a taste of that and you got to send it in.
Had to get a piece, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. No,
they only want to wet their beak.
Yeah, true. You're right. A lot of small businesses don't. I love it. I help some people try to maneuver through things. I got another client yesterday, believe it or not, and she has got three corporations, and the CPA that she had didn't have her shut down the first two before she started the third one. Some of the payments are still coming in, like income payments still come in through ACH, and they're tagged with the. It's like, my God, you've got a mess here. She goes, yeah.
She's got three tax returns to do instead of one.
No, but this is your client. She opens the front drawer, the front left drawer, and she's got a stack of IRS. Now, they're open. I'll give her that much. She's got a stack of IRS letters in there. And I'm like, what are you doing with those? She goes, well, I'm going to meet my CPA next week, and we're going to go through them and see what we can do to fix this. I'm like, oh, all right. I got somebody for you. If your CPA fails you, just call me. I'll help you out. But, I mean, very, very small business. And seriously, it's just nuts. People that IRS, as you and I have talked about millions of times, it drops people to their knees. They're so afraid.
No doubt about it. And here's the other thing. A lot of this stuff, Joel, and I hate to say this because I love my clients. I do. And I honestly, hand to God, I do not sit in judgment of the mistakes that people make. But I will say this, and I want the listeners to take this to heart, that a lot of this is self-inflicted in the sense that people are not doing the basic things they need to do to educate themselves about the fundamentals of compliance. We too easily say to ourselves, I'm going to have somebody else do this. I don't have time. Well, there's certainly some things you can delegate, no question about that. But the basic fundamentals of running the finances of your business should not be delegated. You should have your finger on that pulse as a small business person. You just have to.
I can't tell you how many people that I've talked through some of this stuff that they have not been watching the week to week. When I was in business, I was a different kind of business. I went through the numbers every week. I took the numbers, to close the books on Friday or Saturday. Monday morning, I'd come in, and one of the first things I looked at is what we did the prior week, what we had going on with the receivables going up too fast, that kind of stuff, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Well, that's one of the biggest issues with small businesses. And you just put your finger right on it. What's going on with the receivables?
Yeah.
Who owes us money? You know, are we becoming a lender? Are we becoming a top 100 lender in the United States because we're not collecting from our customers and clients? That's insanity, Joe. And I can't tell you how many businesses fail because of that one factor.
Oh, yeah. Receivables are a big problem with a lot of, especially with a lot of small companies.
This is especially true if you're a service business.
Oh, yeah.
Because what's happening then is you are giving away a finite resource. You are billing for your time and your intellectual capacity, and that is a perishable resource. What you give away today, you cannot sell tomorrow.
So Mr. Economics guy, because I might be wrong on this one. I do a lot with service businesses, and I say to them all the time, if your business is predominantly labor, okay, and you're charging these people for your labor, and you're sitting on that labor 60, 90, even 120 days, you're losing money.
Oh, no question about it.
You know? Yeah.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. Absolutely you are.
All right.
Because you got to ask yourself, what are you paying interest on? You're paying interest on your house and your car.
Yep.
At least you might be paying interest on a business building that you own. You might be paying interest on business tools and equipment. That's costing, if nothing else, you're losing it in the terms of the interest you're paying.
Yeah, and some of these guys I deal with are, they have to make payroll, so they shy on payroll because, you know, the receivables are so high. So they end up paying a few percentage, but they don't think it's a big deal. But, yeah, I just pay a few percentage points here. I borrowed the money for 30 days. Everything's good. Well, no, it's not good because depending on what your profit margin is, you're taking chunks out of that. Every time you go to the bank and say, you know, I need you to cover my $20,000 payroll bill. That's a problem.
Yeah.
You know, so
it comes right off. It comes right off the bottom line, and people rationalize it, Joe, in a lot of ways. And one way they say is, well, the interest is tax deductible. Well, that's true. The interest is tax deductible on business loans, but the tax deduction is marginal, Joe.
Yeah.
If you pay out $10,000 in interest over the course of the year, you only get it. And let's say you're in the 30% tax bracket, right? Your effective tax rate is 30%. That means you get a reduction in your income tax of $3,000. You're still $7,000 out of pocket.
Amen. You know, but Dan, you've said it a million times. These small business owners, they just want to do the job. They love what they do, plumbing, electric, whatever it is. And
whatever
this,
it is.
Yeah, this stuff to them is kind of like, I don't want to deal with all that. Well, you are dealing with that. When you can't buy a new truck at the end of the year, you can't do the repairs you need to do because you're not paying attention to the nickels and the dimes. You know, a guy years ago taught me, you watch the pennies and the nickels and the dollars will watch themselves. And I see that over the years. It's so true.
It's very, very true. But when we're talking about tax burden, it's not nickels and dimes. It is dollars. It's tens of dollars against 100. It's 20 or $30 against 100. It's a big clip of what you, when you add up federal, state, and local taxes, Joe, we're paying 45% of our income in taxes. So half your money is going out the door in taxes. So
you got to pause. Got to go for a break. Be back. And then you got a story you want to tell me. I can't wait for this. We'll be right back.
You're going to
be.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
You live here?
Yes.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies and is buried, it seems there are certain voodoo priests who have the power to bring him back to life.
Horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
We are back. Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5568. Get involved. Get engaged. Be part of the solution. That's how we win. When you get involved, actually, you win too, depending on the guests that I have on. You'll win also. Dan Pilla joins me, the tax man. And here's you know, I get questions from, I hate this term, but the average Joe on a regular basis. And, you know, I bring in guys like Dan to give you some information that you can work with. And, frankly, you need to head over to his website, you know, taxhelponline.com. Taxhelponline.com. That's where you can get the real help. And if you're thinking about starting a small business or you've already started one, don't get nailed. Don't get it. So these emails I get of people that have made wrong moves. You're not tax people. You're plumbers, carpenters, electricians, and you just need the information. He's a great guy to get it from. Dan, again, thanks for joining me.
It's always my pleasure, Joe.
All right. You said you had a story for me that would tickle me, so tickle away.
Okay, so you've been telling me for years now about the notices you get from the IRS once a month or so, every six yes. weeks, about changing your address.
Yeah.
They change your address to this, and then a day later, 2 days later, they change it back.
Right.
And I've always laughed about that. And you said, Dan, what do I do? And my response has been, well, I don't know, Joe, just ignore it. You can't seem to stop it. And it doesn't make any difference because the address that's in their system is the address on the most recently filed tax return that you have. That's considered your last known address, and all legitimate, all real correspondence has to go to that last known address, which is on your tax return. Well, I laughed myself silly the other day because I got the mail at the office, and we got one of those change of address forms. The IRS sent it to my business, and then my wife says, what the heck is this? What are they doing? And I said, I don't know what this is. These people can't seem to figure out addresses. Joe has taught me this over the years, that they just can't seem to figure out addresses. We're just going to ignore it. And sure enough, we got another notice a couple days later, we've changed your address, and they changed it back. So we got one too. I think what you did, Joe, is you called the IRS and turned me in.
I did.
You got to change this. You got to change this guy's address.
Oh, God. He doesn't believe me. No, there's got to be a glitch somewhere, and it's got to be something that throws up a flag that changes these things. I just find that.
I don't know what it could be. But we've had this particular address since 2007. We file 4941s. 1940, an 1120S, and the 1099s and W-2s all have that address on them and have since 2007, and they changed
Welcome to the club, Dan.
Yeah,
this is going to be a beginning of a beautiful relationship between you, the Postal Service, and the IRS, I'm telling you.
I was just going to say, Joe, now I feel like I'm one of you. Now I feel like I belong to the club.
There you go. Oh, God. All right. Here we go. I've got a couple of these where the payroll taxes were sent in late. They were sent in quarterly. One guy says, the average is they sent them in quarterly. The IRS is now dinging them because they're getting penalties for sending them in quarterly. His CPA said he should be fine, but...
Well, let me tell you what goes on with that. You as a business owner with employees have to pay attention to your quarterly payroll. All right. You really have to pay attention to your weekly payroll. It's not enough to pay attention quarterly, because what happens is when you reach a certain threshold of tax dollars owed, then your deposits go from quarterly to monthly. And when you go to the next threshold after that, they go from monthly to biweekly. And so it depends, and then you go to the next threshold after that, and now you're a weekly depositor. So depending on how much payroll you are paying, you could go from quarterly to, as I said, monthly to biweekly to weekly. And as a matter of fact, if you've got a very, very, very light payroll, you might only have to pay once a year. But the thing is this, Joe, you got to pay attention to that. And this is what blindsides companies is they bump along with two or three employees, and they've had two or three employees for years, and everything's been static for all those years. And then they hire another worker or two, or they give everybody a raise. And now the payroll has jumped. And unbeknownst to the owner, it's jumped to the next threshold. And now you got to make the payments. Let's say instead of quarterly, you got to make them monthly. Now, if you're using a payroll service, they may or may not catch that. Your CPA may or may not catch that. You got to look at the charts as a business owner and say, okay, where's this line that I go from a quarterly depositor to a monthly depositor? Now, if you get penalized for that, and it's the first time that your business has gone from, let's say, quarterly to monthly or monthly to biweekly, if it's the first time and you get penalized for the first time, then you can very, very likely get that penalty canceled for reasonable cause for not having the immediate knowledge of the change in deposit requirements, because your situation was static for many, let's say it was static for two or three or four years. Well, this is the habit we got into. This is what it always was. We didn't realize that we jumped into the next level of depositors, and it was a good faith, reasonable cause mistake. We didn't do it deliberately. You'll probably get that penalty canceled.
Okay. Yeah. But you brought up something there, a key something there. Being a businessman, I get a tax attorney. I rely on your information. I get a CPA. I rely on their information. You know where I'm going with this. I get a banker,
sure,
a financial advisor. I rely on their information. So I'm sitting there you know, getting hit with these kind of things. And you said, you know, sometimes it's a business owner. He's got to sit there and go, well, wait a minute. Our payroll just jumped. Do I owe any more? I would have had no idea to even ask that question or think about asking that question. A plug for your book. Is this something you're going to find as a, you know, don't get caught with this in your book, you know, Small Business?
Yeah. Dan Phillips, Small Business Tax Guy. I talk about the payroll requirements, and then I have a chapter in the book, though, Joe, that shows you specifically how to deal with penalty assessments in connection with payroll. So this will help, no doubt.
Yeah, because I know that that's a big thing for a lot of people and a lot of guys. So they'll put it, so look, years, 100 years ago, I did the same thing. Matter of fact, you know, someday I'll tell the story how my account, in-house accountant, was sending the forms in but never making the payments. And I saw the forms, right? I mean, the breakdown. And then we start getting these letters. First, they were from the state, which was easier to deal with. And I think I told you the story where I just shoved all these forms in FedEx envelopes every other day, and I kept sending them till somebody finally got, because I couldn't get a hold of anybody. And somebody finally called me back and said, okay, you can stop sending these things. We don't want the forms. We want the money. You haven't paid the money. And that's what
Right. Yeah.
But they weren't specific when they were sending. Anyway, she wasn't paying them. So, you know,
was she embezzling the money, Joe?
No, not at all. Not at all. She just wasn't hitting the pay button. You know what I'm saying? So
amazing.
And the CPA didn't ever come to me and say, you know what? I've noticed over the last 3 months you haven't paid any, you know, taxes on this and this and this.
Well, for that, I would say, who's balancing the doggone checkbook and looking at the bank statements and seeing that the money's not going out of the account?
So, Dan, this is a perfect thing. At the time, the company I had, we were billing over $2 million a year, okay? And I knew that I wasn't the smartest guy in the room and that numbers didn't always work for me. So I had an in-house accountant, you know, somebody who cut the checks, did all this other stuff. And I should have known when she let the electricity go off and the insurance go off. Maybe she wasn't the person for the job.
That might have been a sign.
Yeah, might have been a little bit of a hint. Anyway, so I had her. I had a CPA, and I had a woman who came in and looked over the books every month. She actually came into the office and randomly pulled things out and looked at the cash flow and kind of gave me updates on that as well. I relied on three quote-unquote professionals, and I still got – I mean, does that make me a total idiot or what? But I still got stung.
Isn't that amazing?
Because I don't know what I'm looking for. You know what I'm saying?
Right, exactly. And the problem with this stuff is there's just too much to know. And that's one of the nefarious things. I've been talking about nefarious things here with the tax code. This is one of the nefarious things, too, Joe, is they just continue to load affirmative duties on the backs of small businesses, taking their focus away from the gifts and talents they have that produce wealth for the country. They take that away from them and they focus their efforts on these meaningless tasks that do nothing but burn up time and energy and resources and produce nothing of value.
Oh yeah, totally agree with you. All right, last but not least was the, I think I told you during the break, we only got about a minute and a half of this, but in California they call it DBAs, Doing Business Have. I go out and do business as Joe's Electrical Service, okay? And then I decide, hey, there's too much going on, I'm going to become a corporation. Well, apparently some of these people don't go back to their vendors and say, or clients and say, I need you to start cutting me checks under this tax number, tax ID. And so that comes in and shows in his income. What can a business owner do to turn that around?
If the money is still being paid to the DBA instead of the corporation, you're going to have to communicate with the IRS on the personal tax return with a disclosure statement, a Form 94, Form 8275, a disclosure statement that reports that the income that purportedly was received by the individual was actually received by the corporation and is reported on the corporation tax return. Here's the corporate name. Here's the EIN. That's where the income is reported. The first thing I would do, Joe, is go back to the vendor and ask them to change the 1099 to show the report to the corporation.
Yeah. All right, Dan, Tax Help Online, taxhelponline.com, people. Dan is one of the good guys. I can tell you that from personal experience and from what I get from clients. So, Dan, God bless for what you're doing, making life a little easier for us little guys.
My pleasure, Joe.
Right.